the proper connotation. It is an eternal struggle. The American capitalist system will confuse you. It makes it look that in life, you're supposed to work hard for a little period of time, and then for the rest of your life, just sit down and be a parasite and enjoy life. What stupidity. It can sort of confuse you as students that you believe that while I'm here in college, I got to read books. But when I'm finished college, I don't have to read another book in my life. This is absolutely absurd. Any man who understands life, and they call themselves Christians now, they know that it is not what you take that counts in life, it is what you give that counts in life. Certainly, we must know that as human beings, we have a responsibility to leave something for those who come after us. What kind of human life would it be if we all come and eat and left nothing for others, just like this capitalist system has reached its height now? Do you know that we put our grandchildren in debt for things that we use? Isn't that a stupid system? Every system seeks to ameliorate the conditions for future generations. This backward system makes it more difficult for them. They're in debt, thanks to what people are already consuming, the junk that they're consuming now, putting children in debt. It's a backward system, capitalism. Very, very backward. This system, this aspect of our people's unity of action can be seen everywhere. I do not know much about the university here, but of this I'm certain. I'm certain that if you have an African Student Association on this campus here, only 1% of the African students, at maximum, are involved on a daily basis in this organization to make it work for the students. I'm certain. The other 99%, you can clap because it's the truth. It's the truth, and truth is the light. Yes, I'm sure that this other 99%, they lollygag. They enjoy. The only time you see them is when there's a dance. Yeah. The only time. They ain't worried about nothing. They don't care about